Praise the Lord. Glory to God. To praise God is so important. There's nothing more important but praising God. And that is our subject today, again, about praise, and this time it's about power in praise. And we read from Psalm chapter 118, verse 21. There it says, I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. Amen. Six times I spoke about praise, and still there is a subject so vast. I could talk the whole year only about praise. Everyone wants to have power, but very few people know how to get that power. As Christians, we can tap into the unlimited power of praise. Praise makes the power of God available to us. The power of God released in praise is that same power that God used to create the whole universe. It's the same power that God used to create human beings. And it's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. We can lap into the power of God by heartfelt, sincere praise. Heartfelt and sincere praise. The Bible makes it clear that one of the reasons God created man so that we will praise God and give Him glory. God created man to have someone in fellowship, to fellowship with, but also to have someone to praise Him for His excellence, greatness. When something happens in your life, we are fast to blame God. And they ask Him, why did you allow this to happen? But it's Satan, not God, who caused all the havoc. When people accuse God of evil, they are hindering their own faith. Faith pleases God. And there is no faith in blaming God for adverse circumstances. Such an attitude shows a lack of faith. It also shows ingratitude. Faith is what moves God. Praising God is an expression of our faith in Him. That is why God is moved by our praise. That's why God is moved by our praise, and why praise releases the power of God to work on our behalf. God isn't moved when we cry to Him in unbelief. God knows exactly our situation. And He knows what He has promised to us. He also knows His power is sufficient to see us through any test or trial. His grace is sufficient to meet your every need if you learn to praise Him in faith for what He is doing on your behalf. If you put your faith and trust in God, and demonstrate that by praising God, He will bring you through every situation to a place of victory. When circumstances look impossible, don't start to grumble and be discouraged. If you praise God in the midst of the situation instead of complaining, you put yourself into a position where you could receive from God. If you would learn to let nothing but praise of God come out of your mouth when things are not going well. You will find a way out, even out of the worst situation. It's our duty to praise God. The Bible has a lot to say about praising God. Psalm 45:17 says, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. In Psalm 107:8, it says, oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And Psalm 117:1, it says, oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all ye people. The Bible tells us we should praise God always. Now, when the Bible speaks to such about praise, we should praise him more than we would ever have done. In the Bible, we have so many accounts of men of faith. Job was a man in the Old Testament, and he continually praised God. Job had real difficulty. If you have difficulty, he had much more. He was one of the wealthiest people. He was so rich, and in one day, he lost everything, even his children. His skin was full of rashes, which were itching so terribly that he scratched himself. Once a man of David, now a bundle of trouble, so much that his friends didn't recognize him. In the midst of all this trouble, he blessed God. When he when the report of all this loss came to him, he bowed down and worshiped God. We read in Job 1:20-22. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell on the ground and worshiped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Job did not sin with his lips. He didn't. Job humbled himself before God and worshipped him. And as a result, God gave him back everything in double. Another example we have is David. He lived a life of praise. He discovered the secret of praising God as a young man. Nothing gets God's attention like the praise of his people. Praise is the greatest expression of faith and confidence in God. In Psalms, we have some accounts of praises of David. In Psalm 34, we see David's heart towards God. We can read that in Psalm 34:1-3. I will bless the Lord at all times. When do I pray, bless the Lord? At all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. David knew how to praise God. He sang psalms and played the harp, and David praised David's praise pleased God, and he brought God's anointing on him. praising God and to see, praise God and see how God will turn your circumstances in your life. No matter how impossible your circumstances may be, no matter how high those mountains in your life may be, if you praise God sincerely, is a demonstration of your trust and confidence in Him and His Word, and God will move on your behalf. So focus only on what God said in His Word. Keep your attention only to what God has promised in His Word. You can be sure that God will be faithful to fulfill His Word to you. His Word promises to deliver you out of your very problems. God didn't promise to deliver you only part of it, part of your problems, the rest you have to carry yourself. No. He doesn't. He delivers you fully. We're reading Psalms 34, verses 4, 17 and 19. Verse 4, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Verse 17, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. And verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. He delivers out us out of everything. Praise the Lord. We need to get hold of these words, and not just with our heads, but really meditate on them in our hearts. Let it work in your heart. We need to understand that God is willing and able to deliver us from every distressing situation. Believe that with all your heart. Believe it. And then begin to praise Him in faith for His deliverance, which is at work in your life. The Apostle Paul, he knew how to praise God in hard times. He said he was hard pressed, out of measure, above strength, so much that he even despaired of life. Paul knew how to praise God. Did Paul ever complain about his trials and tribulations, then that which he endured while he was preaching the gospel? Paul is one who wrote to the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Many were the times when Paul could have given up and complained. In Acts 16 we read how Paul and Silas were beaten and thrown into prison. And Paul could have complained. But what he did instead, we read that in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. But at midnight, God and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to him. Now this happened in Philippi. That is a place where Paul wrote, rejoice in the Lord always, and say again, rejoice. The same place. So when they were tried in troubles without any solution, Paul praised God. Their backs were bleeding and hurting. Their feet were in the stocks. They were being thrown into prison for teaching the gospel. They learned the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise, that is, when things are not going the way you like it. They praise God in spite of their circumstances, even though in the natural, I'm sure they didn't feel like praising God. Yet they sang praises unto God. When they sang praises to God, the prison started to shake. As they sang praises, the whole prison was shaking like a leaf in wind. That kind of supernatural demonstration of faith does not come just from pay God a lip service or half-hearted praise. That wouldn't cause the chain to shake. No, their praises came from their hearts. And heartfelt praise moves God. Their stocks fell off their feet. All the prisoners were free. Their complete deliverance happened not because of they complained, but because they declared God's greatness in praise. The New Testament speaks more about praise. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we read, "But you are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." You are the people who are to praise God. As Christian believer, you should show forth God's praises because you were called out of darkness into His marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. God set you free. He brought you out of the miry clay and put your feet upon solid rock. You might tremble at the circumstances that come against you, but the rock will never move under you. If you stay with the rock will stay with you. And the rock is Jesus Christ. The New Testament has a lot to say about praising God. In the Revelation, chapter 19, verse 5, it says, "Then a voice came from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you His servants, and those who fear Him, both small and great.'" Praise God, all you servants, both small and great. Even small children, they can praise God. Don't think the children, they don't understand. Their spirit understands very well. Small children, 1 year, 2 years, they can start to praise God. If you do, but you have to teach them. When Jesus was approaching Jerusalem, the disciples were praising God. The Pharisees objected at this loud expression and scolded Jesus for not telling his disciples to be quiet. But Jesus responded, "I tell you, and if these should keep silent, the stones itself will immediately cry out." Let's read Psalm 150, verse 1, 2, and 6. It says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament." Verse 2. "Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness." Verse 6. "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God with your mouth. Praise God with song. If you don't feel like singing, just lift up your voice and start to praise. Enter his courts with praise. Receive what you need from your Heavenly Father. And enter his courts with praise means when we go to the church, we go to the church with praise in our life. We're not going, oh, hey, I have to go to church. No, you go with praise. God desires to bless you beyond your greatest desires. But you have to praise him. You have to praise God wherever we are, regardless of circumstances. Because the Bible says that all God's creation is to give praise, honor, and glory. We are to praise God regardless of how we feel. Praising God does not depend on your feelings. If you don't feel like praising, do it anyway. Don't let feelings master your life. Don't look at the circumstances, look at the word. Sometimes praise is a sacrifice, but it's the kind that God regards. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Yes, to praise is a command. A command that brings changes in our lives. There is power, power in praise. Circumstances change when you praise. Your bad situation change when you praise. It's a command to bring us power and life. So, even though it is a command, the command is for our good. It's a command that changes situations from bad to good. It's a command that increases our income and blessings. There is so much that we receive by praising God in every situation. Therefore, praising God should be a lifestyle for every Christian. Everyone who says, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, should praise. It should be the lifestyle. In the morning when you get up, evening when you go back to bed, during the whole day, praise the Lord. Let praise become a way of life for you. Not just something you do once, but continuing. Let praise God, let praising God become so natural to you that you just automatically praise him.